Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guest. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
Hope you had a great weekend. Thanks for listening. I'm Burke Allen. Our number to call is 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. That, by the way, is a free call if you happen to be in the New York City metropolitan area. You can also instant message us with your questions for today's guest, Ron Lewis, who's made a whole career out of how to succeed with women, how to succeed with men as well. And he wrote the bestseller, How to Succeed with Women, back in 1998, and here we are 12 years later, and it's turned into a real career. Ron Lewis, welcome to the Burke Allen Show.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate being here.
What was the impetus all those years ago to write that first book, How to Succeed with Women?
Desperation mostly. I mean, me and David, you know, I was in my 20s, and I had a huge problem meeting women, and he and I were roommates, and we were, like, working as dishwashers in a restaurant, and we were like, there's got to be something somebody could do, you know, to crack this code. And we said, let's do it, and we were really lucky to get a book deal. And we shopped it around. We had this sort of crazy idea, and we spent, you know, 2 years just even looking for a book deal. And even when the book was published, they kind of, you know, Prentice Hall published it sort of as a joke. And then they're calling us and they're saying, you know, it's actually selling. We're really surprised, you know. And honestly, throughout the book, we talk about our students, you know, the people who come to our trainings. We didn't have any trainings. We didn't have any students. We thought that was a joke. You know, we wrote it as a joke. And then all of a sudden, really, the book took off in a really powerful way. And we're really glad that 250,000 copies later, you know, we've reached a lot of guys and made a big difference in the world.
And you eventually did start doing a lot of that in-person training and actually showing guys how to succeed with women. But what does that mean exactly? Because there will be ladies who are listening to us who will think, wow, that Ron Lewis, what a sexist pig. So what is your definition of succeeding with women? Does that mean, you know, succeeding in the bedroom?
Well, I think that, you know, a lot of the way we actually constructed the book was that it really is stealth personal growth, you know, that if you just want to do a book on how to be a great guy, nobody's going to buy it. But our book is really laced with how to have integrity, how to have a life outside of women, really how to be goal-oriented, how to be focused. So the success part was sort of our hook, and success with women is really varied by the guy. Some guys do want to be married. I've helped a lot of guys get married or be in committed relationships. Some guys do want short-term sex. I mean, it's just the world we live in, and there's this huge range in between, and a lot of that is coming down to what is your personal goal and how do you fulfill that.
The book is How to Succeed with Women. That's the first one, and there have been how many subsequent books about relationships?
You know, 5 or 6 books, and we've done a lot of audio programs and DVDs, and, you know, at howtosucceedwithwomen.com, you'll see sort of this catalog of stuff that addresses some of the issues that men struggle with, from shyness to kind of having a structure in place to go out and meet women and everything in between. So,
now, you said you were a dishwasher when you wrote this book. Did
yeah.
So no creative writing 101 in your background as a dishwasher there. How hard was it to actually sit down and bang out that first book?
Well, I mean, I did. I mean, when I was in high school, I did actually run a magazine, a fanzine, that I interviewed punk bands for. So I really did actually have a background in writing, and in college, you know, I definitely majored in journalism, so, I mean, I had some experience, and David's an excellent writer. He's really much better writer than I am, honestly, but banging out 450 pages was hard, and it took us about a year to do that, and I've actually taught people how to write books because it was so painful for us to kind of stay on task with the book, and we just kind of had to make it up as we went along.
Now, you followed up How to Succeed with Men with How to Succeed with Men was the follow-up to How to Succeed with Women. I would assume, and perhaps I shouldn't assume this, that you personally have a lot less personal experience in how to succeed with men than you do with women. So how in the world did you feel qualified to write that?
Well, that's definitely true. It's something that the book publisher wanted us to do. I think what we were trying to share with women, at that point I certainly dated a tremendous amount of women, and it was sort of sharing, here's a way to relate to men in a powerful way that you might get what you want. Here's a way to understand sort of male psychology so that you can have better luck kind of capturing a husband. And women have liked it. A lot of it is sort of like the most gregarious, aggressive guy may be the one who they meet, but the shy guy isn't the guy they're going to meet. How do they search out a guy that's going to meet their qualifications of what they want? And that's not always that obvious. So that was one of the big threads in the book.
Now, you were a single guy when you released How to Succeed with Women. When a prospective date would find out that you had written this book, how does that go over?
Sometimes not so well. Occasionally there'd be the slaps or the I never want to see you again. But at the same time, I think a lot of women found it intriguing and interesting. And, it sort of set me apart from other guys and, something to talk about, certainly. And incredibly, the seminars, I travel around the world doing these crazy seminars and bars and meeting women, and people really wanted to hear those stories. So it went over better than you think, Burke. I really did,
Ron Lewis is our guest, and he is the co-author of How to Succeed with Women, How to Succeed with Men, the Sex Lovers Book of Lists, and a whole bunch more. Find out more at howtosucceedwithwomen.com. Back with more with Ron Lewis right after this on The Burke Allen Show.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
Back at 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. Ron Lewis is our guest today, the author, co-author of How to Succeed with Women, How to Succeed with Men, the Sex Lovers Book of Lists, and also the creator of something called the Mastery Program, your step-by-step course in meeting, flirting with, dating, and seducing the women of your dreams. Visit them online at howtosucceedwithwomen.com. Ron, how much of this realistically comes down to a guy's, or for that matter, a woman's physical attributes? I mean, at the end of the day, isn't it true that women are just going to be much more attracted to a Matthew McConaughey than a Burke Allen or a Ron Lewis, for example?
Well, I think that certainly initially that makes a difference, but I actually think that our system has shown, and my own, because I'm not super attractive, nor is David, that I really do think that if you are strong in your conversational skills, in your persistent, you know, your skills in approaching women, that I really do think you can succeed. And you look at a lot of really famous models, and they're with pretty schlubby-looking guys, you know. I think you could look at the reverse. You know, obviously, the hunky guy gets the initial attraction, but I think that any guy can kind of learn more skills in his toolbox and be able to succeed at a pretty high level with women, no matter what that means, in terms of getting somebody attractive, somebody they really care about. I really believe that.
And now that you've done, you know, many of these seminars down through the years, and I'm sure have corresponded with a whole bunch of your readers, do you see a couple of common themes that are sort of common mistakes that a lot of guys make with women?
Well, one thing is what we call the BNB, the boring, nervous, bonehead, you know, that there's this list of attributes that make you fail every time, that when you talk about really boring stuff, you know, about your job and the weather, nobody wants to hear about it. No woman is interested. And part of this is finding your unique voice and who you are. And then this whole, you know, nervousness, you know, nobody wants to be around a guy who's socially awkward. And that's sort of the skill that takes time to get over, to feel more confident in social situations. And then bonehead is just when you talk about very predictable things and act like an idiot in public, you know. And I think when guys do those three things, they fail all the time. And when you can improve your game in any of those ways, it's going to greatly increase your, you know, efficiency with women.
And in the interest of giving equal time, since you wrote the book for ladies too, what about common mistakes that ladies make?
Well, I think women disqualify men. You know, they see a guy who's got like a little bit of a beer stain on his shirt, and they automatically assume he's an idiot, and they don't interact with him. And that might be like the most lovable, committed, focused guy that they could have. And I think they're living oftentimes in a superficial world, and if one little thing doesn't work, they get rid of the guy, and that really might be their soulmate, you know, for lack of a better term.
And the car, how nice a car a guy drives.
Do you have a really nice car, Perk?
Hey, listen, I'll tell you, I have an old 1994 Jeep that my wife refuses to get into now. She's embarrassed to be seen in it. So I, you know, I have to have the car that we go in together and the car that I drive personally.
It comes down to the thing of, like, do you want a short-term sexual relationship or do you want a long-term relationship? That's your first question as a man. And if you're just looking to have short-term sex, maybe you do these superficial things. I don't do them. I'm not interested in that, and I'm not interested in having that kind of woman show up in my life. Those are usually desperate pleas by guys who don't have any other skills, like, and so they're thinking the car is going to get the woman. But it's not. It's certainly not necessary. You can have the most crappy car and look like a slob and meet women. I mean, that's really the truth of the matter.
What about relationship coaches who teach their clients, their students, that you should write out a list of the qualities you want in your ideal mate and go after that person? Is that a good strategy?
I think that makes sense, don't you? I mean, you gotta have some kind of criteria that separates this person from that person. The problem with guys, it's going to be she's blonde, she has big breasts, she's this and that, rather than something on a personality level, you know, and you're
right.
Looking, if you take even a cut deeper, which I do in my coaching with guys, is how do you want to feel around this person? I mean, who cares if they like the same music you do or the movies or they like hiking? What's the core, the essence of what makes you feel at home or really in love with somebody? Those are the biggest things, and I think relationship coaches tend to go at a very superficial level.
We've got just a couple of seconds left, so I want to make sure that if there are guys, or ladies for that matter, that want to find out more about this individual coaching you do, I think that's a very interesting concept. Do you have a schedule, or what's the best way for people to get in touch with you and find out more?
I mean, they can email me, and I'm happy to get on the phone with them and tell them all about it and answer their questions. I mean, I do it, you know, how I coach is I got to like them, they got to like me, and if it doesn't, it doesn't work. And if this doing this long, I just don't work with people who I don't click with. So it's like dating. Unless we like each other, let's not do it. So at howtosucceedwithwomen.com, you can get my email address and send me an email, and I'm happy to talk to you.
Sounds great. Ron Lewis has been our guest today on the Burke Allen Program on WAMS. Ron, thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much.
I'm Burke Allen now. Go out there and make it a great day.